Scott City with the ball, putting together a good drive here. They were stuffed on third down inside the Goodland territory. But on fourth down, Scott City would convert their second one of the night.
Fourth and a long yard for Scott City just inside the 34-yard line. Second play of this fourth quarter. A two-wing setup as Thomas goes in motion up the middle. Stevens, he's got the first down and more. Lowers her shoulder as he takes it inside the 30 to the 27-yard line. He'll gain 7 on that play and a Beaver first down, make it 8 to the 26.
A big first down run there for Scott City. Set up the Beavers inside the Cowboy 30-yard line. The Beavers are able to continue to run some time off the clock there, leading 18 to nothing. And maybe eventually pull away. On third down, it would be the legs of the quarterback, Harrison King, that would set up Scott City in the red zone.
Wing T set up with the wing to the right. Its play resumes here. Third down and 6 from the 23. It'll be a bootleg left side, a naked bootleg for King. He's got room to run outside the numbers. 15-yard line and is dragged down from behind at the 13. On the naked bootleg left side.
A good run there that time by Harrison King. Set up Scott City first down there, and then a few plays later, Scott City would find the end zone for the fourth time tonight and be the second for Sawyer Stevens.
Second and goal at the 4 here with 8:50 to go. This will be the 12th play of the drive for Scott City. They'll send Carson Froh motion right to left. Stevens looking to finish off this drive. He will dive in. Touchdown, Scott City, on Stevens' 10th carry for 60 yards and a pair of touchdowns. And it's 24 to nothing with 8:45 to go.
A great 4-yard run there by Sawyer Stevens. The Beavers would make it 25 to nothing with 8:45 remaining after the run by Sawyer Stevens. A 12th play, 72-yard drive in 5 minutes, 34 seconds. So Beavers made it 25 to nothing. Goodland would be pinned deep in their own territory. They would have a new quarterback in, and Cole Linton, he would play for most of the fourth quarter there at quarterback. And Scott City would get their third turnover forced of the night, and this time it involved a defensive lineman.
Third and 18 here with under 8 to go. Goodland tonight, 2 of 7 on third downs. Scott City with a 25-0 lead. So they will stack two receivers on both sides, will the Cowboys. They have 5 to snap it. Cole Linton, the freshman, will drop back to pass. Now sets up a middle screen, and it's picked off! It's picked off by Colton Cupp, and he takes it to the 7-yard line. That was almost reminiscent of Gabe Bowers' pick 6 2 years ago on the south end of the end zone.
Colton Cupp there with a big interception, and he had some pretty nice soft hands, and he made the interception, was tackled right at the 7-yard line, and you always got to love a lineman interception or a lineman touchdown. And Scott City, the next play, they would add on their final points of the night.
7-yard line of Goodland, first and goal. Chase Thomas up the middle. Chase Thomas somersaults in. Touchdown, Scott City. The Beavers convert on that to turnover for the third time tonight, and it's 31 to nothing with 7:36 to go.
Jace Thomas with his second touchdown of the night. That one from 7 yards out gave Scott City the 32-0 lead with the Brady Welker PAT with 7:36 to go. So Scott City had forced their third turnover of the night. Scott City scored on all three of Goodland's turnovers, all interceptions there, and it was 19 of their 32 points came on off of turnovers there on Friday night. The Cowboys would go 3 and out and punt it. Scott City would bring in their second unit. For the first time all year, the second team in, or JV offense for Scott City, would take the field on Friday night on the varsity side. And always good to see that when you have a big lead there, get them some experience. They would move the football a little bit, but would cough it up for the first time on Friday night.
And on second down, here's Welker. He dropped the ball late, and I think Goodland gets on it at the 48-yard line, and they do. He was near the first down, was Welker, but Scott City commits their first error of the night.
Cowboys would take over at the Scott City 49-yard line with 5:45 to go in the game, trailing 32 to nothing to the Beavers. They would convert a third down on the drive, their first down since the first quarter, and then a pass interference call would set up the Cowboys at the 12-yard line. And then a couple plays later, Cowboys would get on the board.
Down in 10 from the 12-yard line, 10 to snap it here for Linton. Takes his time now. He'll roll to his right. Standing at his own 20-yard line as he runs down the right side. He may just tuck it up and run. He throws it late in the end zone. Pass is caught. Touchdown. Goodland, Jack Days with 4:24 to go. And Goodland scores on Scott City for the first time since 2015. It's 32-6.
The two-point conversion would fail, and that would make the score 32-6 for Scott City with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to go. And to make the stat impressive there, mention there, had been the first time since 2015 that Goodland had scored on Scott City, and they did that in a 42-14 blowout win for Scott City, and that game is actually in Darner Field back in 2015. But if you want to look even further into that, time-wise, game time, it was 238 minutes and 44 seconds between scores for Goodland against Scott City in the series, and Scott City had scored 232 unanswered points before that last score, but Goodland is a much better team than what they showed in years past this past Friday night, and yeah, the final outcome doesn't look like it, and this is an improved Goodland team, and Scott City would keep the second unit out there. They would Goodland would touch the ball on the onside kick early before it went 10-4 yards. Scott City would take over at Goodland 44. They'd run it out and win it 32-8. But looking back, Goodland is an improved team here. And, yeah, they were 2-1 coming in, more confident than Scott City coming into the game after their big win. But Scott City did a good job of shutting down their running game and forcing their quarterbacks to throw some balls away and a lot of pressure there. And give credit to the Scott City Beavers for taking care of those opportunities or taking advantage of those opportunities on Friday night. And we'll have final analysis in our final segment next here on WesternKansasNews.com.